Yes, he did. I forgot about that one. It's fine. I called.
Burn. Okay. We are on Chav Dal and Mabez. Again, just one, just like I mentioned yesterday, I think that now it's working again. Just if anybody ever has problems with some of the websites, just in terms of Harbatzis HaTorah, there's yutorah.org to get to go to On the Daf to get the shir. If that doesn't work for some reason, then sometimes you could search for my name, Shalom Rosner, and scroll down, and then sometimes that works. And if not, our shul website is cbey.org, so one could try to get it there. So hopefully one of those options will be available. If anybody has any problems, then one could go to call the YU contacts, or mmaltz@gmail.com. Okay, just wanted to let everybody know. Okay, so we are on Chav Dal and Mabez, the Mishnah. Just to wanted to be Mosif, one thought for on yesterday's last point. We did the first line of the Mishnah. Ein malikim b'shemen sreifa b'yom tov. One is not allowed to use shemen sreifa on yontif. What shemen sreifa is, the Mishnah explains, and we had it yesterday as well, that shemen sreifa is truma oil that became tameh. And there's a mitzvah to get rid of it. It's a mitzvah to burn it. So you're not allowed to burn that on yontif. We had two deos on yesterday's Gemara about why that is. Is it because you might come to be mate, or it's ein sorfen kadshim be yontif? Tosfos, when the Gemara quotes in the first line, that what's the reason you can't use it? Because you're not allowed to be sorif kadshim on yontif. So he quoted the question of why can't you burn truma? Kachim, I understand you can't burn because you're not allowed to get any hanah from kachim. But truma, you're allowed to get hanah from. As we're going to learn today, there are three different sources that teach us that you're allowed to get benefit from truma when you burn it. So we know burning and you're getting benefit on yantav is mutter. That's called tzarech hachal nefesh. Or mitach shoshul tzarech hachal nefesh, hujud amishol tzarech hachal nefesh. So once it's mutter for one type of uses, so it's mutter for another type of use. You're allowed, when you wash your hands on yantav, you're allowed to use hot water from the sink. Why are you not eating that water? The answer, that's the principle of mitach. If, as long as it's a tzorech of some kind on yantav, it's mutter. So here too, you're going to get hanah from the burning. So Tosfos had given two answers, and we had said a third answer from the Rashi and Beitza, which is quoted on the side. Tosfos had said, number one, because the real destiny of this truma is to be burned, not for you to get hanah from. It's labeled as burned truma. There is a heter, you're right, but that's just conceptually, that's just a byproduct. It's a side point. But in reality, we would halachically define it as something that you're not going to get hanah from. That was answer number one. Answer number two was the reed. That was just a gzera. Gzerait mi gered denishu mutter. Gzera truma atu kachim. But the third answer that we said, based on Rashi in the Mishnah in Beis Chav Zayin, Rashi says that the reason you can't burn truma tameh on yantif is because of the principle of achshavei. Achshavei means that sometimes you have an action in halacha that is not so significant inherently, but because you're doing a mitzvah, because halacha recognizes it as a chashav act, therefore it's going to be aser. Achshavei, the Torah is machshiv your action, even though it should be mutter, but because we define it as you're doing this mitzvah of hashbasas truma tameya, the destruction of truma tameya, therefore it's going to be aser on yantif. And so we said, Rav Soloveitchik in one place used this idea to explain what we did a few weeks ago, and that is we all got rid of our chametz on Erev Pesach, like the Shita of Rabbi Meir in Pesachim. And the question that is asked is, what is the reason for Rabbi Meir? Why can't you get rid of your chametz on Pesach? Okay, so you do it Erev Pesach. Why not on Pesach? Rabbi Meir says, Dafka Erev Pesach. So there are different opinions. The Baal Amar says that it's because Rabbi Meir holds, like the Shita, that you have to get rid of your chametz by burning it. Obviously, you can't burn it on Shabbos. There's a Ramban that says, maybe it's just a Gzeira. You don't want to get mixed up. You don't want to come to burn it on Shabbos the following year. But Rav Soloveitchik said, maybe it's based on that Rashi and Beitza. That just like Rashi and Beitza says, you can't burn Truma Temeya on Yantif because it's a Chashav act, Achshavei, so too by Chametz. When you're destroying your Chametz, you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Tashbisu Sa'ar Mibateichem. And because you're fulfilling that mitzvah, so therefore, maybe the Torah is Machshav your action, and that's why it is Usser on on Shabbos itself to destroy your chametz. So I just saw last night that the Note of Yehuda has a tshuva where he takes issue with that idea. Obviously, he doesn't quote Rav Soloveitchik. He lived way before him. But he takes issue with that idea because he says there's a big difference between burning truma or kachim and burning your chametz. There's a big difference in the mitzvah. What's the difference? Truma tameh and kachim, there's a mitzvah for anybody to burn. If I find truma tameh on the floor, even if it's not mine, it's a mitzvah for me to take it and burn it. That's the halacha. It's a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah based on the gavra on the person. It's in the chefsa. The object requires burning. So that's pretty different, says the Note of Yehuda, from chametz. It's not my mitzvah to burn your chametz. It's not my mitzvah to go around looking for chametz in the world. I'm going into every non-Jewish bakery and burning chametz. The mitzvah is only if it's my chametz. If it's not my chametz, so then it's no mitzvah to get rid of it. If somebody's mafka their chametz that is on the street, there's no mitzvah for, as long as it's out of my house and it's not mine. So there's no mitzvah to burn it. So there's only a mitzvah to gaber. It's chametz shalom. There's a mitzvah to burn. So he says it's very difficult to connect and parallel the burning of Truma Tamei and the burning of Chametz. Again, I think Rav Soloveitchik said this in one suggestion in writing somewhere, but he might not have meant it as seriously as other Tirusim. He mentioned it as an idea. But again, once you know that Noda Behuda, it's important Noda Behuda to know there's a difference between destroying Truma Tamei and destroying Chametz. Fine. Let's get back to the Gemara now. So the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to use Shem and Sreifa on Yantif, and the Gemara says, why not? Because you don't burn Kachim on Yantif. How do you know that we don't burn Kachim on Yantif? So Amar Chizkiya, we're going to have four different opinions of the Gemara. What is the source for this halacha? That you're not allowed to burn Kachim on Yantif. Again, obviously this is talking about, which we're allowed to say, you're not allowed to burn Kachim, that their day to be burned is not Yantif. I mean, let's say you have a carbon musaf of Yantif, that obviously that's burned on Yantif. This is talking about karbanos that are not supposed to be burned on Yantif. Like, let's say, Truma Tameya, that just happened to become Tameh, they don't miss the dafka to burn this that day. So, four approaches. Amar Chizkiya, v'chei tana debei Chizkiya, Amar krabalos asir b'menu ad boker. The pasuk says that you can't leave it over, right, talking about the karban Pesach. You can't leave it over until the morning. Then we have the machlokas tanoim. What does the morning mean by karban Pesach? Is it chatzos? Is it morning? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. That's what we're machber like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to finish it by chatzos. So says the pasuk, you can't leave it over till the morning. And the pasuk continues, v'hanoser mimenu ad boker. And if you leave it over till the morning, etc., you have to burn it. So he asks the Gemara, she ain't tamalomer ad boker. Why does it have to repeat those two words ad boker? It says, don't leave it over till the morning, and if you left it over, burn it. But no, it says, don't leave it over till the morning, and if you left it over till the morning, so then burn it. So why do you have to say till the morning again? Why does he have to say that twice? So ma tamalomer ad boker, why does it repeat that? Ba'akasav litein lo boker sheni l'sreifaso. So what's it coming to teach me? That you have to wait a second boker. In other words, you wake up on the first day of Pesach with your current Pesach that you left over. You can't burn it right then. You got to wait another day until Boker Sheni, which is the morning of Chol HaMoed, and that's when you have to burn it. That's how you know that you're not allowed to burn Kachim on Yantif. So that is said by the Karban Pesach, but we extend that to all kachim. And remember, different various types of kachim have different times of eating. Kachik kachim, you can only eat it for Yom V'Laila. Kachik kalim, which is the lower level, that's shlabim and others, that you could eat for 2 days and a night in between. So whatever except for Toda. Toda is the only shlamim that's shorter, but in general there are different time zones, time limits for each carbon. But whenever the limit happens, it becomes it becomes left over, and you have to burn it. But you're not allowed to burn it on Yantif. That's source number one. Source number two: Abaya Amar Kra Ola Shabbos b'Shabbato. The pasuk says that you have to burn the Ola of Shabbos on Shabbos. So we learn from there: V'lo Olas Cho b'Shabbos, V'lo Olas Cho b'Yantif. You have to burn Shabbos' carbon on Shabbos. Mashma, you can't burn a weekday carbon on Shabbos or Yontif. And that is the makar. Again, and a weekday carbon means anything that doesn't have to be burned that day. That's called a weekday carbon. Truma Tameya, there's no chiyuv to burn it that day. Three, Rava Amar. Amar, kra hu levado yasal lachem. The pasuk says by Yontif, by the heter of Ochal Nefesh, hu levado. That itself, Yazalachem, can be done for you. So what does that mean? That itself could be done for you. What is that teaching me about the heter of what's allowed to be done on Yantif? So the Gemara darshan something from each word. Hu velo machshirin. Hu, it can be done, velo machshirin. And not machshirin means preparatory stages to ochel nefesh. I'm allowed to cook on Yantif. I'm not allowed to drive in my car to go to the store to buy the food in order to bring it back to my house to cook on Yantif. It's for cooking. What's wrong with that? So, first of all, not all malachos are mutter for ochal nefesh. And even if it's the same malacha, machshire, if it's so much of a preparatory stage, so that is not mutter on Yantif. That's a machlokas tanoim in Meseches Beitza. But we paskin, right, who v'lo machshirin? You're not allowed to do the machshire ochal nefesh. Rashi here explains, what are machshirin? Fourth word line, machshire ha'ochel kagon la'aso shpod, to make the spit, right, to cut the spit in order to barbecue on, the sakin, to sharpen the knife, v'taner v'kirayim, to make all those things that you can't do on Yantif. You're supposed to do that before Yantif. So that machshirin er excluded. That's who v'lo machshirin levado v'lo mila shelo bizmana. But what does the word levado teach me? You're only allowed to do this, but you can't do mila shelo bizmana. What does that have to do with anything? So Rashi here quotes the Gemara later on in Shabbos, which explains that we would have learned from a Kal Vachomer, we don't have to know what the Kal Vachomer is now, but we would have learned from a Kal Vachomer that even mila shelo bizmana is docha Shabbos. We know that mila, only if it's on the eighth day, do you do it on Shabbos, because mila is a malacha. You're doing a malacha. There's a machlokas rishonim. Which malacha are you doing by mila? Right, you're cutting the arel. So is that shochet because you're causing blood? Is that gozes? You're cutting an extra, like cutting your fingernails because you're cutting off an extra piece of skin. Is it some other malacha? Is it really malacha shesuicha legufa? Right, we had discussion a little bit in the past, but that is what exactly the malacha is a question. But it is a malacha because the Torah has to go out of its way to matir it. But you're only allowed to do a mila on the eighth day that falls out on Shabbos. But if it is not the eighth day, let's say it's a day late, let's say it's the ninth day, and for some reason Friday you couldn't get a mo'el, the first time you get a mo'el is Shabbos, tough luck, you can't do the mila on the eighth day, you gotta wait. The ninth day, you gotta wait till the tenth day. Anytime that a mila is shalom bizmana, or let's say the baby is sick for a couple of weeks, he's yellow, and then all of a sudden he gets better on Shabbos, or the Shabbos before, and you wait 8 days, whatever it is, you can't do a mila shalom bizmana on Shabbos. Or even there are other issues. Let's say a baby is born cesarean section on one Shabbos. Then again, mila is not docha for other reasons. There are other reasons why mila wouldn't be docha Shabbos. But one of them, the main reason, is mila shelo bizmana. So the Gemara learns from here that just like mila shelo bizmana is not docha Shabbos, so too anything that is not in the time that you have to do it now is also not docha Shabbos or yantif. Anything that can be done tomorrow, also without docha Shabbos. For example, Truma Tameya. So that's the third makar for the halacha that Truma Tameya and Kachim cannot be born on Yantif. Fourth shita, Rav Ashi Amar, last line, Shabbason Asay. By Yantif, there's not only an Isra Malacha by Yantif called Osasa Kamalacha, but there's a difference between the Isra Malacha of Shabbos and Yantif. There's no Chi of Misa by Yantif, but there's still an Isra, there's still an Aveira to do Malacha on Yantif. But there's also not just a Losase by Yantif, but there's also an Asay. Asay of Shabbason, you shall rest. There's an Asay by Yantif not to do work. And the Gemara says, "V'havi liyantif asei v'losasei, ve'ein asei docha es losasei v'asei." There's a mitzvah d'oraisa to burn truma tameya, but there's an avera from burning on yantif, and there's also a mitzvah not to burn on yantif. And we know usually there's a principle called asei docha losasei. If you have a mitzvah d'oraisa and you have a losasei, you say asei docha losasei. Don't worry about it. But there's an exception to the rule. If your losasei is also teamed up with an asei, then we say an asei on one side can't knock out an asei and a losasei on the other side. A plain asei and a plain losasei, that we say asei is docha losasei, which itself is a chiddush, because usually you say, isn't a losasei stronger? You get punished if you violate a losasei. That's the rule, asei docha losasei. But if it's an asei docha losasei vasei, so then the principle doesn't apply. So that's the fourth reason why you wouldn't be able to burn Truma Tameo or Kachim on Yantif.
You're allowed to burn
it. Rashi says, because other Kachim that you don't get any Hana'a from, you're not allowed to burn. So the category of burning Kachim is going to be included in the Aveira of Losasa Kamalacha. Even though there are certain Karbanos that you do get Hana'a from, but Rashi says, even though, he says, and the second Rashi on top, even though you're allowed to light candles on Yantif, since other kachim are included in the category, they're not allowed to get Hana'a from, so the category is included in Losasa Kol Malacha. There is an interesting, so this is the rule, Ein Asei Docha Losasei Vasei. There is an interesting suffix of the Mishnah Lamelech, the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilcha Shofar, in Perak Aleph Halacha Dalet. The Mishnah Lamelech there says, what happens, and we know there's a principle of Ein Asei Docha Losasei Vasei. What if I do the Losasei? What if I do it? The Asei really is not, I'm not supposed to burn it on Yantif. But let's say I did. Do I get Malchus? If I do a regular plain Losasei, I get Malchus. And usually, if Asei Docha Losasei, obviously I don't get Malchus, because the Asei is Docha the Losasei. Right? We're going to get to Tzitzes and Shatnez in certain cases. But what happens if I do the Losasei in a case which was Ein Asei Docha Losasei Vasei? What's the root of the Safek? The root of the Safek is when I say Ein Asei Docha Losasei Vasei, how does that work? Is it that, you know, it doesn't work, so therefore you're left with the Asei and the Losasei? Or do you say, "Ein atei docha los aseh v'aseh" means the aseh knocks out the los aseh, but you're still left with the other aseh. So if you only left with the other aseh, then there's no malchus. Because, you know, that's it. You only get it with malchus. But if the aseh at least knocked out the los aseh, so then, that is his suffix. The yeshlis topic. Im aber v'dochal halos aseh im loke olo. This also might connect, this suffix might connect to how do you view the idea of aseh docha los aseh in general, which we had a shiur on a couple of years ago. That is, what's the svar for saying aseh docha los aseh? So hashkafically, there's the Ramban in Parshas Yisro, which some people are familiar with. Ramban in Yisro says, aseh's are based on avas Hashem, and los aseh's are based on yiras Hashem. And we know av is greater than yira, so aseh docha los aseh. So that's the Ramban. He says it by in the Aseret HaDibros, and that's why there's a Hosafa. The Rav Yosef Engel says that's why we say in aseh docha los aseh sheba mikdash. Unbelievable. He says why? He says because in the mikdash yiras Hashem is primary. So that's why in aseh docha los aseh mikdash. But in general, aseh docha los aseh on a hashkafic level, avas Hashem greater than yiras Hashem. But how does it work? How does it work? So there are two approaches in the Achronim. Rav Chanan has this and others, and that is, do we say, why should you say in aseh docha? Why should you say aseh docha los aseh? You do. We have a principle called mitzvah haba b'aveira. So what's the difference between mitzvah haba b'aveira and aseh docha los aseh? So sometimes it's hard to know. If I sit in a stolen sukkah, it's a mitzvah haba b'aveira. But if I'm doing an aseh and I push, when do you say aseh is docha los aseh? When do you know when to say which? So there are two ways to understand that principle. So one is that aseh docha los aseh. Some say that when I'm what's a los aseh? A los aseh is rebelling against God. But if I'm doing an aseh, so I'm not rebelling against the Kaddish Baruch Hu, I'm doing it at that moment. Mitzvah haba b'aveira is usually when you have an aveira beforehand. You stole something first, so that you're not allowed to do. Aseh docha los aseh has to be at the exact same time. But, and aseh docha los aseh means you have to do the los aseh in order to do the aseh. But it could be there is no los aseh by aseh docha los aseh. It disappears. Because there's no los aseh in a case where you're not doing it for rebelling against the Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's one way to understand aseh docha los aseh. What we would call hutra. In other contexts, hutra means it's mutter. It doesn't exist. Aseh docha los aseh, the los aseh doesn't exist. Or do you say that no, aseh docha los aseh, the los aseh exists, but you're allowed to push it aside. You're allowed to violate. Aseh docha, literally docha los aseh. That is two ways to understand the principle in general. And there are a number of nafkaminas, we're not going to go through all of them, there are nafkaminas what that would be telling on this. Number one, does it have to really be exact? What about if the aseh is 3 seconds after the los aseh? Does that have to exactly be aseh docha los aseh at the exact same moment? Or can you have some flexibility? You have some flexibility. So again, that might be dependent on our issue. If you really need the aseh to push off the los aseh, boom, so then you might have to have it at the exact same time. But again, but if you say that, no, it's not that it's pushing it off, but it doesn't exist in this case, is what we call hutra, then you might have some flexibility. As long as the context of doing the mitzvah, then this los aseh doesn't exist. Okay, there are a number of other cases. What if you have a very weak aseh, an aseh de reshus? A mitzvah reshus, you don't have to do it, but let's say a woman shaking a lulav. Woman shaking a lulav, it's a mitzvah reshus. Right? She doesn't have to do it, it's a mitzvah kiyumah. So is that aseh going to be strong enough to push off a los aseh? So again, Rav Chanan says that maybe it depends on this. If you say the aseh is really needed to push off the los aseh and keep it in abeyance, then maybe this isn't strong enough. Because if the los aseh exists and you're just pushing it aside, so this isn't an aseh that you have to do. But if you say no, that a los aseh doesn't exist at all if you're doing a mitzvah, so then it could be that even a weak mitzvah can create that. So some suggest maybe that's behind this suffix of the Mishnah Lamelach on our Gemara. Do you say, what if you aseh docha los aseh v'aseh, what if you do it, do you get malchus? So it could be based on our issue. If aseh docha los aseh really makes the los aseh not exist, so then here too, maybe you don't get malchus. Masha'enkin, if it just pushes it off, maybe it still exists, and you would get malchus if you do it. Again, that's just a general discussion of aseh docha los aseh.
In this case, the los aseh is what, it's burning,
you try to find out? Yeah, the los aseh called malacha. Right. Right, that's what Menachem asked before. That's the Rashi on top. That because most of many karbanos you can't get hana from when you burn them, so that's why it's included in the category. Okay, let's go by it. Last word on the second line. B'yom tov hu da'asur hu b'chol shaper dami. So what have we said so far? That burning the Truma Temeah on Yantav is Asur, but on Chol, on a weekday, then it's Mutter to burn Truma Temeah. It's not only Mutter, it's a mitzvah. My time, so what's the makar for this? Amarav. Just like it's a mitzvah to burn kachim that became tame, So too, that we know the pasuk in the Torah, so too it's the mitzvah to burn shruma that became tamei. V'yomer Torah, b'shas biyura tani mimena. And the Torah says that when you destroy it, you're allowed to get hana. It's called hana'a shel kilui. Hana'a while it's being destroyed. You can't eat shruma tameya, you can't smear yourself with shruma tameya, but you're allowed to get hana'a's kilui when it's being destroyed, you're allowed to get hana'a from that shruma tameya. So just there's an interesting discussion in Rashi and Tosfos here, just about the mitzvah. The Torah says, so that you have to burn shruma tameya. Look at the Rashi on the last wide line. Mitzvah lusrof as a shruma shenitmeis. Rashi first says, didamu lakodesh, because it's like karbanos. Va'od mishum takala. And also because of takala. What does takala mean? Because if you have shruma tameya in your house and you don't get rid of it, you might come to eat it. Takala means a stumbling block. Right? So I'm sorry? A mishap, a stumbling block. So, a michshol. So, takala, so Rashi says, not only is it because of it like karbanos, it's mishum takala. So Tosfos points out, here in Tosfos Dirasal Kach, takala, so it sounds like according to Rashi, there's no mitzvah to burn it. It's just a mitzvah to get rid of it in any way possible. Right? Because to get rid of it, to bury it, to throw it to the wind, that also could prevent you from takala. So Tosfos says, I don't like that. I disagree with Rashi. I think there's a mitzvah to mamish burn it. There's a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, if Tosfos' understanding of Rashi is correct, according to the second svara of Rashi, and that is there a mitzvah to mamish burn truma, or to get rid of truma in any way possible? If you want more on this, you can look at Reb Chaim al Rambam in Hilchas Chametz, where he discusses the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Do you have to burn chametz, or do you have to get rid of chametz in any way possible? So there might be a difference between this Rashi and Tosfos along those lines. But now back to the Gemara. So the Torah says, well, you're allowed to get hana'ah from the truma as it's being burned. The Heichan Amr Torah. Where does the Torah say it? It says the Torah says. Where does the Torah say that you're allowed to get hana'ah from truma when it is being burned? So the Gemara is going to have three possibilities of what the makar is. Number one. Meet Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman, Rav Avu, Amakra. The pasuk says, Vanina hinena sati lecha es mishmeres trumosai. So Hashem says, I have given you to the Kohanim Mishmeres Trumosai, the Mishmeres of my Trumos. Trumosai is plural. B'shtei Trumos HaKasa Medaber. So we darshin, we're talking about two kinds of Truma. Achas Truma Tahora v'Achas Truma Tameya. Truma Tahora, which has one purpose, and Truma Tameya, which has another. V'yam Rachmana, what does the Torah say in this pasuk? Nasati L'cha, I gave it to you. So L'cha, what does that mean? Shalacha Tehela Hasika Tachas Tavshileich. So it means both Trumas I have given to you, meaning there's a purpose to both Trumas. So Truma Tahora, obviously, I could eat. But what about Truma Tameya? It must be that it also has a purpose. So what's that purpose? So we assume it is that you're allowed to use it to heat, to use for firewood, let's say fuel, under your pot. So that is the first makar. How do you know that you're allowed to get hana'ah from Truma Tameya when it is burnt? Number two, V'ba Yisema Amid Rabbi Yavo, from Rabbi Yavo, Dom Rabbi Yavo, Rabbi Yochanan, V'l'b'yatimena B'tamei. So the pasuk says, by Maiser Sheni, by Bi'ur Maisros, in the beginning of Parshas Kisavo, that I did not partake of it bitamei when I was tamei or when it was tamei. That's part of our confession, part of our vidui, that we say we didn't do anything wrong. So we darshan from that word mimenu. I didn't consume from it bitamei. So what do you mean from it? Mashma is something else you would be able to consume bitamei. So Gemara darshes mimenu yetamavir. From it, from Maiser Sheni, you're not allowed to consume while it is being destroyed. But you're allowed to get hana'ah from Truma Temeya that you are burning. That's the second mocker. The Gemara just asks, though, the Ema, how do you know that Mimenu says, Maiser Sheni you're not allowed to get Hana from, but Truma you're allowed to get Hana from? Maybe we're excluding something else. Why do you pick Truma? Maybe we're excluding Karbanos that became Tameh. That Karbanos that became Tameh you're allowed to get Hana from. But Truma that became Tameh, maybe you can't get Hana from. So Gemara says, Lav Kalvachomer, who knows, a Kalvachomer, that Kachim are going to be, you can't include Kachim. Because remember, what are we trying to learn? We're trying to learn a Heter. We're trying to say, by Maiser Sheni, it's not allowed, but by Truma it is allowed. So Gemara said, no, maybe by Kodesh it is allowed. So Gemara said, no, Kachim is very Chamor. So it's not possible to say that that's the Limud. Why is Kachim Chamor? From the following Kalvachomer. Uma Maiser Sheni, Maiser Hakal. If Maiser Sheni, which is Kal, which is more lenient, Amra Torah lo miyati mene betamei, that by Maiser Sheni, the Torah says you're not allowed to, so Kodesh Chamer lo kol shekein. So Kodesh, Hektish, which is more Chamer than Maiser Sheni, we'll explain how in a minute, surely you shouldn't be able to get Hana'ah from when you burn it. So Gemara says, I halchi Truma nami, Truma in a sense is also more Chamer than Maiser Sheni, right? So what's right? We're going to see how in a minute. So why do you pick one over the other? Le makav achomer hu by truma. So the Gemara says, no, haksim imenu, you have to exclude one thing. Umara isa. So where it says, so again, lamaisa, why do you exclude truma tameya and say by truma tameya you're allowed to get hana? But you don't exclude kodesh, and therefore kodesh remains asur. So the Gemara says, now, mistavra kodesh lo mimatina, it's logical to say that you're not going to exclude hektish and give hektish the heter. Why? Shekain simin, panak achas. There are six halachos that make hektish chamor. What does that stand for? Panak achas. So now we're going to about to say, pigol, this is what it stands for. Pigol nosar karban, mi'ila kares asur la'onin. Those are the six things. Let's go through each one. Pigol, what's pigol? Pigol means if a kohen, when he is shechting a karban, he is thinking in his mind that he's going to do the sprinkling of the blood, or he thinks he's going to eat the karban, chutz lizmano. That's pigol. There's something else called pasul, that which is similar to pigol, that if the kohen thinks at an earlier stage of the avoda that he's going to do a later stage, chutzlim komo. It's chutzlim zmano and chutzlim komo, which, or there are like seven, if those of you who have been doing daf yomi last cycle, there are like seven prakim in Zvachim that talk about pigol, in Zvachim and Menachas. Like it's so many dafim about pigol. But there's a lot of lundis in there too. If a kohen just actually eats a chutzlim zmano, that's not called pigol. Pigol is only when you think earlier in the avoda that you're going to do something later in the avoda wrong. You're going to do it either chutz lizmano, that's real pigol, or chutz lemkoma. That's pigol. And that applies by karbanos, kachim, and obviously not by maeser sheni. Nosar. Nosar means if I leave over a karban, then it becomes pasul and I have to burn it. Maeser sheni, there's no such thing as leaving over. Karban, it is called a karban. Rashi here explains. Mi'ila, it's subject to the iser d'araisa of mi'ila, benefiting from something that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Kares, you get kares if you eat kachim, and if you are, Rashi here explains, v'yatza v'shuv, what does Rashi explain? If you eat zar ha'ochla, if a zar eats it, so then he gets kares, Rashi, lo'ochla b'tumas ha'guf, if he's tameh. Continue, asur la'onein, and kachim is asur for an onein. An onein is somebody between p'tira and k'vura, before the burial takes place. Somebody is called an onein, and he is not chayiv. He's actually usher. The beginning of the third parak of Brachas tells us, we paskin, he's usher to do mitzvos. So too, he's usher to eat kachim. But he's allowed to eat meiser, right? He's allowed to eat truma. So all these make kachim more chamer. These six facts. And that is why the Gemara says, because in these six ways, kachim is chamer. So that is why we're not going to say you're allowed to get hana from it when you burn it. So the Gemara says, one second, adarab, but truma lo matinish kain machpaz. Truma also has a certain halachos that make it more chamor. Number, what does it have? Simin, misa. It has misa bidei shamayim, which Rashi explains is not as chamor as kares, but it's still pretty bad. Chomesh, if somebody eats truma by accident, if a Yisrael eats truma by accident, when he pays it back, he has to add on a fifth. Chomesh, ve'en lapidyon, and there's no way to be pode, to redeem truma. You can't make truma, you know, mechel the kedusha onto money like you could do by kachim if it gets a mum or by sersheni. V'asur lazarim, and it's also asur lazarim. So why do you exclude truma? It's like Marianne says, hanach nefishin, add it up. If you add it up, you know the chumras by kachim are more than the chumras by a truma. So that is why we exclude truma and give truma tamea the heter of getting hana from when you burn it, and we don't give the heter to kachim. Look at Rashi, hanach nefishin. Rashi says one word, fourth line, b'shem. What does that mean?
By kachim, there's six things. Mm-hmm.
Right, but true.
Less than six things.
Right, so that's why we say kachim is more chamor.
Right, so you try to bring a raya from machpaz, then it's more chamor.
No, we're not. We reject that. We say hanach nefishin, so we say we don't accept machpaz because it's less. Hanach nefishin, we accept the first ones, and that's why it's more chamor. Therefore, we don't exclude kachim. We don't give kachim the heter. So it works out. But what does Rashi mean? Rashi says these are more b'shem. So just so an interesting ha'ara from the Sha'ar Mitzvah of Halacha, he quotes from a gra, quotes from the gra that. Let me just find it here. He quotes from the Gra. Here's Rashi b'shem. V'tzorachin. What does Rashi mean? U'b'chidushi ha'gra mefarish. T'ayakatsiv b'rashi. Really, what it must have said in Rashi was beis shin smidjik mem. Rashi tevos b'shtei milus. It has two more. 6 to 4. Sheyesh lazeh yoser mizeh. V'yachagach notlu akavim milamala. And over time, those two little smidgets must have gotten removed. V'nishar amem psucha besof. But it had an open mem at the end. But the later editors, the later must have thought, like, what is Rashi talking about? Beish, if you have a mem at the end of a word, it should be a closed mem, an end of mem. So that's why they change it to b'shem. But that's what the Gross suggests, because what does Rashi mean? B'shem. B'shem milos. It's two more. So that's what he says to explain that Rashi. Okay, the ibayis ema, or second line, kodesh chamer b'shein kon anish karis. Or you say hakdash is more chamer, not because it's 6 to 4, but because you compare the iser if a person eats it when he's not supposed to. If somebody eats shumah b'mezid, it's misa b'dei shamayim. If somebody eats kachim when they are tamei or when they're not supposed to, it is karis. And Rashi here on Amud Aleph explains that karis is worse than misa b'dei shamayim. Misa b'dei shamayim means yomav niksarim, his days are shortened, but karis includes holich ariri. Rachman al-Islam, the next generations are affected. The Ramban, at the end of Parshas Achremos, I think, discusses three different types of kares. But either way, kares, in the hierarchy of misos, is considered more chamor than misa b'dei shemayim. So that's another idea why kares might, karbanos might be more chamor. But that is all within number two, limud, of how do you know that truma tameya is going to be allowed to get hanah from when it's burned. Third limud, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Kra, titain lo. The pasuk says, "Reishis degancha titain lo," that you have to give truma to him. This is a pasuk that you have to give truma to him. So the verb that is used when the pasuk describes that you have to give truma to a kohen is titain lo. You have to give to him. And Rashi here explains, and the Gemara darshins lo velo la oro. You have to give something to him for him, and not just for his fire. What does that mean? So Rashi here explains there's a halacha that when I give truma, let's say I have a lot of fields, some of my produce is tamei, some of it is tahar. I have to give tahar truma from my tahar produce. I can't give the kohen tamei truma from my tahar produce. Ein tarmin min hatamei al hatahar. You can't give tamei stuff to pater, to be mafresh, on tahar produce. Why not? Based on this pasuk. Titein lo, you have to give something that he could use, below la oro, and not just something his fire could use. But what is mashma from there? Dechal debas oruhu. It's mashma that he's going to be able to use it in a secondary manner. He's going to be able to use it through his fire. He's not going to have to throw it out. But we learn from there, you're right, you're not allowed to do it for tahar produce, but it must be that that's a secondary level of what the coin is allowed to do with it. So these are three makoros. Where do you know, right, this is the yisod that we learned from this daf, that when a kohen has truma tameya, it's a mitzvah to burn it, A, and he's allowed to get hana'a from it when it is burned. That is the halacha, and we get three makoros for that halacha.
The obligation of truma is on the chafter or on the gavel? If you have 50 meals, do you have to get truma on your total assets, or...
If somebody has 50 fields, does he have to give truma from each field or not? So it depends if the fields are all one. There's another halacha called min hamukaf. You're supposed to give truma from a connected bunch. So it depends what separates these fields. If they're all connected and there's not much in between, so it's possible you could give from one, well, from anywhere. It's not peah. You don't have to give from the corner, but to give from one area on the whole thing. But if there are separations in between, if there are rivers in between, if there's other, the bridges, so it could be you have to give from each field separately. But there's a question. What if you're not going to eat it? Do you have to give truma? So that affects, is it a din in the chefzer or a din in the gaber? So that's the taz, the beginning of Yaradeya discusses that. If you have to give truma, even if you're not going to eat it. Okay. Next halacha, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, back to Hilchas Shabbos and our world. So Rabbi Shmuel Omer, so Rabbi Shmuel in the Mishnah had said that you're not allowed to use itron to light your candles because of Kavod Shabbos. Rashi explained there that itron is a very foul-smelling substance. So you can't light Shabbos candles with itron. So my time, why can't you use a foul-smelling substance? It's a big deal. You're still doing the mitzvah. So Amar, Rava, mitoch sharechol ra, gzeresh emeyanichena v'yetze. Rava says, because it smells bad, so we're worried that you're going to go out and leave your Shabbos candles. So that's why Rav says you can't use it. Amalei Abai Aviyetze. Abai says, okay, so leave. You did the mitzvah, so you leave. What's the big deal? So how can you use it? So Amalei, so Rav answers, no, shiny Omer, because I say, Havlokas near b'Shabbos Chova. No, I say you have to light Shabbos candles. What do you say? Abai also says you have to light Shabbos candles. What does he mean? So Rashi and Tosas both add in, Havlokas near b'Shabbos Chova, in the place where you eat. Shabbos candles have to be in the place where you eat. And therefore, if you're going to leave, it's a lack of the mitzvah of lighting candles. The Amar of Nachman bar Zavda, the Amri La Amar of Nachman bar Rava, Amar Rav, Halakas near b'Shabbos Chova. They say lighting candles on Shabbos is a Chova. Again, Rashi and Tosfos say in a place where you eat. And let's just continue, because there's one statement. Rechitzas Yadayim Raglayim B'chamin Arvis Rishus. And washing, taking a shower on Erev Shabbos, It says washing hands and feet, but the minhag is developed for the whole body, is a rishus. What does a rishus mean? It means it's a good idea. V'ani omer mitzvah. And I even say that it's a mitzvah, it's not just a rishus. So we'll continue in a moment. But what is we have here? We have a chokas between Abaya and Rava. So Rava says, no, you're going to leave. What about Abaya? Abaya says, don't worry about leaving. So what's that machlokas about? What's the machlokas between Abaya and Rava? What's behind that machlokas? A. Question A. Question B. If you look in Tosfos Chova, two different machlokas in Tosfos. Important. First, Tosfos says that there are some that don't make a bracha on lighting Shabbos candles. There are some that don't make a bracha on lighting Shabbos candles. Tosfos says, number one, maybe because the Gemara calls it a chova and not a rishus. And sometimes chova, we know you don't make brachas on all chovos. Like it says, mayim achronim chova. You don't make a bracha on mayim achronim. So too says this opinion, you don't make a bracha on Shabbos candles. Tosfos says, what are you talking about? Tosfos says, chova by mayim achronim means because it's a sakana. You don't make a bracha, it's like to prevent sakana. Melech Stomis, the Gemara in Chulin. But this chova, this is a mitzvah. Chova is just to strengthen it. But there are 2 days in Tosfos where they make a bracha of Lahalik Ner Shel Shabbos. A. B. Tosfos also quotes that what happens if on Friday afternoon you had a candle lit from before, from Friday morning. Do you have to extinguish it and relight it for Shabbos or not? 2 days in Tosfos. Again, similar, we had the discussion by Hanukkah. What about Shabbos? Do you have to relight it or not? Tosfos has two opinions. Rav Amran, so Nir Labeinu Tam, that you have to be Mechaba in a Madligit again. 2 days in Tosfos. So again, what's that Machlokas about? So the Beis HaLevi in a Tshuva writes, and Reb Chaim writes this in the Grach HaLashas, that maybe Halakas Neiros, if you look in the Rambam, we don't have time to read it, but if you look in the Rambam puts Halakas Neiros as part of Oneg Shabbos and as part of Kavod Shabbos, as both. And the way that the Vilna Gaon describes the difference between Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos is that Kavod Shabbos is everything that you do before Shabbos, that's Kavod Shabbos, taking a shower, setting the table, etc. Oneg Shabbos is everything you do on Shabbos, eating well, sleeping, enjoying, that's Oneg Shabbos according to the Gra. Says the Beis HaLevi, maybe that's the issue by Halakas Neiros. Is Halakas Neiros Kavod mitzvah to light candles, or is a mitzvah to eat the meal by the light? So maybe that's the point. Do you have to extinguish it or not? So if it's lit, if it's just Oneg Shabbos, so then, it's lit on Shabbos, that's all you need. But if you say it's Kavod Shabbos, you have to extinguish it and relight it, because there's a mitzvah to be Mechabe Shabbos by lighting the candles on Shabbos. A. What about the other machlokas? You have to make a bracha? So we know there's a principle in Maseches Menachos that if the mitzvah is not finished yet, you don't make a bracha on it. You don't make a bracha on building a sukkah. You don't make a bracha on putting tzitzis on a baguette. So too, say the achronim, if it's just a din of Oneg Shabbos, so how can I make a bracha right now? The mitzvah is not till later. The mitzvah is not till I eat by the candles. But if the mitzvah is Kavod Shabbos, so then I make a bracha right now. Kavod Shabbos is finished. So says the Beis HaLevi, unbelievable, maybe that's the machlokas between Abaya and Rava. Abaya says, okay, so you leave. Big deal. What? The Abaya says, you ready to go to the mitzvah, Kavod Shabbos. You ready to lit the candles. Rabbi says, what are you talking about? Rabbi says, Oneg Shabbos. If you leave, you're losing the mitzvah. You have to eat by the candles. And that's why, not for now, but that's why a lot of times, what if you're eating by friends and you're staying at home, by a hotel? There's a whole issue. You're supposed to lie to the place where you eat, unless you like it's not your house. So whatever, there are various halachos. But this is the issue of Kavod and Oneg. It seems from the Rambam that we paskin both. That is both Kavod and Oneg, so we're machmer by all of the cases. So you should relight it, and you're supposed to have it where you eat, and, you know, we're choshesh that the mitzvah is finished, therefore you wouldn't make the bracha, but all of those are based on this issue. And if you look in the Rambam, again, the Rambam puts it both in by Kavod and by Oneg, in twice, Perek Hay by Kavod, and Perek Lamed or Chavtes by Oneg. Yeah, Beryl. Because of Shalom Bayis, right? If you're related to Shalom Bayis, then obviously that's an oneg mentality. Or you could say Shalom Bayis is something separate. You could say that there's Kavod Shabbos, and there's something about, you know, you don't want anybody to stub their toe and get mad at each other. But the question is, Shalom Bayis related to Oneg Shabbos? I like to say yes, but I could see that it's not... Exactly, that's Shita's Rava. If it's a bad smelling thing that you have to leave, that's why you can't use it, because it's a lack of Oneg Shabbos. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara also says that washing on Erev Shabbos is a mitzvah. So you just look in Simon Rei Samach, the beginning of Rei Samach, this is what we pass on. The Shulchan Aruch says, mitzvah lirchot kol gufo, At least your hands, face, and feet, which is exactly what we have in the Gemara here. And the Mishnah Berurah here explains, especially on the early Shabbosim, he says, Bavonosinu HaRabim, a lot of times we're late, and we're still in the shower when Shabbos starts, or let's say even we turn off the shower, but there are plenty of malachas that we're still doing. We're drying our hair, we're squeezing out the towel. He says many times, I think for most adults it might not apply, but let's say, I don't know, a teenager that's running late, that's getting up to show late, the 18 minutes, no, 18 minutes. And then the 18 minutes are finished, they turn off the water before the 18 minutes are up. Fine, lamaisa, but they're still drying their hair, they're still doing a lot of malachas. So Mishnah Berurah says we have to be very nizhar in this halacha to make sure to do this mitzvah, but make sure we do it early enough. Okay, so that is, let's continue. So my mitzvah, so what about the 12th line, what is the mitzvah of washing? This is what he used to do. Erev Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, they used to bring him a pot full of hot water. And he used to wash his face, hands, and feet. And he used to do ituf. Ituf is put his beged on top of his head, put his talus on. The Yoshev b'sadinin ha-mitsuyatzim. And sits with sadinim, with garments, with tzitzis on them. Rashi here explains that it was flax begadim, and the tzitzis were real tchelas, but they were kilayim with the begadim. He put on a beged of flax, but it was the wool, but tzitzis were kilayim. But he darshins the pasuk in the Torah, which says, next in the Torah, in Parshat Ki Seisei, it says, gedilim tase lecha, where tzitzis, right next to the pasuk of Lo Silba Shatnez. So we learn from there, Asei Docha Lo Sasei, that when we're doing the full mitzvah of tzitzis with tcheles, then the principle of Asei Docha Lo Sasei applies, and that's why the Asei of tzitzis is Docha the Lo Sasei of Kilayim. Similar, I think we had it previously, just like some of the Big Dikahuna had Kilayim in them. The Asei of Avoda is Docha the Lo Sasei of Kilayim. But that's what he used to do. He used to get ready for Shabbos, and after he got wrapped up in this state, he looked like a Malach Hashem. The Goyen Hashas here quotes a Rashi in Kiddushin, which explains that Malachim wear white. Malachim wear white, that's why he looked like a Malach Hashem. V'hayu Talmidav mechabin mimedo kanfi ksusan. But the Talmidim in front of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Lai used to cover the corners of their garments. They didn't, because they weren't wearing tzitzis. They were wearing four-cornered garments without tzitzis. So they didn't want him to see. So Amar Lahan, one time he said to them, Bini, Lokach Shanisi Lahan, didn't I teach you? Sadin Betzitzis, he obviously knew, even though they're covering up, didn't I teach you Sadin Betzitzis, that this halacha of Sadin, a flax garment, Betzitzis with tzitzis, Beishamai Potrin, Beishamai says that you shouldn't put tzitzis on them. Why? Because it's the mitzvah, it's the Isser of Kilayim, and he, as Rashi explains here, he doesn't darshan smuchen. He doesn't darshan the fact that tzitzis is next to shatnez in the Torah, therefore tzitzis is doche. Asi doche lo tzitzis. Bishamah doesn't darshan that. So if he doesn't darshan it, therefore, so how could you wear tzitzis on this? You can't. So it must be, says Bishamah, that this type of beged, which if you would do the mitzvah, it would be an avera, it must be this type of beged doesn't have a chiyuv of tzitzis. Bishamah potrin. You're allowed to wear this beged without tzitzis. Wait, we're not finished yet. That would prove the Talmidim. So, but he continues, Ubeisilo Machayvin, but says the Rebbe to the Talmidim, but Beisilo is Machayiv. Beisilo Darshan Smuchin, Beisilo says, Asi Dochalosa say, and you have to wear it. Vahalacha Gedivre Beisilo. So my dear Talmidim, why aren't you wearing tzitzis on these four-cornered garments? We paskin like Beisilo. So the Inu, the Gemara finishes off, but the Inu, those Talmidim, what did they hold? Savri Gzeira Mishim Ksus Laila. They were worried, they thought the Rabbanan made a Gzeira that there are some times that you could be wearing tzitzis, but you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis. For example, Ksus Laila. The question is what this means, is a huge discussion in the Rishonim, but let's just say it means, let's say, pajamas. Let's say some Rishonim say that pajamas, even if there are four-cornered garments, they are not chayiv in tzitzis. Because it's a Ksus Laila, only a Ksus Yom. Clothing of the day, you know, only that has the mitzvah. Or some Rishonim say, wearing anything at night is pater. Different discussions in the Rishonim. But either way, said the Talmidim felt that we're worried that, yes, sometimes the assay is going to be docha the los assay, but sometimes we're not going to be doing the assay. It's going to be nighttime, or it's going to be a beged of nighttime. So because of that gzera, they thought that the Chazal said, no tzitzis on this, you could wear the four-cornered garment without tzitzis, because of this chash. Rashi discusses, though, that's amazing. So Chazal tell you that you're allowed to wear a four-cornered garment without tzitzis because they're worried. Isn't that called a Yesh Koch B'yad Chachamim Lachar Davar Ben HaTorah? Aren't they uprooting? The Torah says, you're not allowed to wear four-cornered garment without tzitzis. Now this is, so the Rashi says, Sheva Al Tasa. This is called Sheva Al Tasa. not putting on tzitzis is called sheva al tasa. It's very interesting, not for now, but you're wearing a four-cornered garment. But not putting on tzitzis, that's called sheva al tasa, passive. That's not called kumba asay, doing a kumba asay. That's how Rashi explains it, but that's what it means, gzeir mishum ksus laila. Okay, a couple more lines. Vatizach mishalom nafshi. Me that you do learn because that was so Beis Shammai said, at least according to Rashi, Tosfos argues, but at least according to Rashi, Rashi says that so what that you have the pasuk of Oshil Bashanis and Gedil and Tasa Lacha next to each other, and that's in Dvarim, so maybe it means he doesn't actually smuch in the Mishnah Torah. I'm not sure, we had that earlier, but that's what it means. He doesn't darshan the two psukim. The fact that this is next to this one, that tool of limud he doesn't use. See, but the Aseid, I don't know, it's a good question, because Aseid Dochalos Aseid, one of the Makoroth, right? Aseid Dochalos Aseid is this issue of Smuchin. So, I'm not sure. It's a good question. What about the general principle of Aseid Dochalos Aseid? If he has a different marker for that, why can't he just use that? Use that here. Okay, again, they don't use the principle of Aseid Dochalos Aseid, they just use Smuchin. So maybe it's different somehow. Okay, two dots. Vatizach Mishalom Nafshi, Nashisi Tova. Yirmiyo says in Eicha, I have forgotten peace and good. So what does that mean? My vatizach mishalom nafshi, I've forgotten peace. Amar Rabbi Yevo zu alakas never Shabbos. Meaning after the churban, I have forgotten the peace of lighting Shabbos candles. Nashisi tova amar Rabbi Yirmiyah zu beis amerchatz. Right? I've forgotten good. That means when I used to get to wash on erev Shabbos. Zu rechitzas yadayim v'raglayim b'chamin. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka amar. What is all these referring to? What did he forget? What did he lose after the churban happened? Zu mita na'e, a nice bed. V'kelim na'im she'a aleha. And nice sheets and bedspreads on the bed, which seems to be something above necessities. Rabbi Abba Omar Zumita Mutzas, it's a made bed, the Isha Mukushetes, and a beautifully adorned woman, the Talmid Chacham, and for a Talmud Chacham. All these are goodness that he has forgotten. Just one more Hosaf I wanted to mention by Alakas Neiros. People have a misconception that the mitzvah of Alakas Neiros on Shabbos, we spoke at Kavod Oneg, they think it's a mitzvah for the woman. It's a mitzvah for the man as well. The chiyuv to light Shabbos candles is a chiyuv on the house, on the man and the woman. There are reasons, the poskim say, that women have been zoche to be the ones to light Shabbos candles. Either connecting to Chava, that she was machabe, the or of the olam stands for every week, a woman following Chava's path has to be masak in the chait, or the Rambam says, because she's involved in molsarche habayis. Either way, so women do the mitzvah. But Lamaisa, she's doing it for us. Let's say a woman, you know, is a few weeks ago, somebody called me up, their wife was going to be in the hospital with their father. So he called me up, so what should I do? So she lied in the hospital. I said, you light at home. You light it home, the husband lights. Right? If the husband is somewhere on a business trip, chas v'shalom, if he's away for Shabbos in a business trip, I should say chas v'shalom, but we should never try to be away for Shabbos. But let's say he's going to be at a hotel for Shabbos or something, so he has to light a candle there. He has a mitzvah wherever he is if he's not going to be at home. So, but again, in general, the mitzvah of halakas neiros is on both the man and the woman. The women do it. They're yoke motzi us. But that's the mitzvah. We shouldn't think, oh, halakas has nothing to do with me. It's a mitzvah on the man and the woman. Yeah. Halakha when you're not married. So if you're at home, then you're yotze with your mothers. If you're in yeshiva, it's a question. You have to know. You have to, if you pay tuition, are you yotze with the mashgiach's wife? You know, but again, there's, you have to, most of the time, it's worked out.
So what's the, why do women lack for children and
Women, that's the minhag is that the halach is that you need a light in the house. You know, it's not a chi of ner lo kolecha ve'echad like Hanukkah. You have to have a light in the house. So when this the minhag is developed based on the Shulchan Aruch that women are the ones to fulfill this halacha.
Why
many candles? So that's more of a minhag. First, we say two candles, Zachar v'Shamar, not the husband and the wife. We say, oh, that's Abba and Ima, and then all the kids. The first two candles aren't really Abba and Ima. The first two candles, even you know, so the minhag is that not until you get married, but really it's Zachar v'Shamar. And then there are different minhagim. One light for each child, whatever. There's different minhagim, how many candles to light.
Is it a mitzvah
Shehazman Grama? Is it a mitzvah Shehazman Grama? So first of all, women, so women, but when it comes to all mitzvahs Aseh of Shabbos, we always say Kol Sheyeshno Shamar Yeshno B'Zachar. So this might be connected to Shabbos. But it's also, if it's a different reason, because of Shalom Bayis, if for other reasons, so then it might be... I'm saying because by all mitzvahs of Shabbos, we say they're included. Like a Mishnah and Shal Shudis and all the three things, so then here too. Okay. Okay, let's stop here again. Today's shir was Azech and Ishvas, Yisrael, Issam, and Sion, Ben, Yaakov. Amen. Amen.